Yeah, if you wanted to have,
a hunting dog, you see.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody wanted their dog to attack another dog or a person, what'd they say to it?
Sick him,
I guess. That's what they say.
I guess that's what they say around here.
Yeah, around here. Well, now,
or get him or something like that. Yeah.
If a dog was no particular breed of dog, just, you know, all mixed up, you'd call him a...
Mixed breed. Just a little plain dog, you see. If you didn't have no pedigree, anything like that, you see. It'd just be a mixed up dog.
What about one of those little old dogs, that little old thing that just barks all the time? What kind of dog would you call that?
Would that be one of these little house dogs? These little
house dogs.
Uh-huh,
might be one of those. Have you ever heard people talk about a feist dog?
Oh, yeah. That little old dog of mine's part feist out there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you heard seen these little toy, what they call toy Pekingese.
Oh.
The little nose crooked up and the big eyes.
Yeah.
And they got, of course, my sister had one of those. Then they have different kind of hound dogs, you know, and they have deer dogs, you see.
Uh-huh.
They'll hunt deer, and then the bigger hounds, they hunt old rabbits and stuff like that. And then, now those dogs that my son-in-law had out here, and down here, Rick's, and now all of those are bird dogs.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're bird dogs. They're not supposed to hunt anything but birds.
Oh, I see. Now, if a person had a mean dog, and kept it inside a fence, if it was a dog that liked to bite, you'd say, now, somebody was going to go in that fence, you tell them, now, you better be careful, you'll get...
dog bit.
Did that ever happen to you? Have you ever been...
No, but Lucy has a grandson that got bit by a dog, didn't you, Lucy? Yeah, Joe.
And that happened?
Yeah.
Well. Did they have much problem with that around here when you were growing up?
Well, no, for we never did that. But I won't tell you, if I got a neighbor lives up here close to church. You know, I think that man, I think they've got about 14 dogs. And if you don't want to get dog bit, you better not go up to the house. And I think she's got about 6 that she keeps in the house. She's got a big old bulldog. I guess she's kept him in an off back room.
Uh-huh.
Kept him tied all the time.
Oh.
I won't tell you, that dog would tear you up. Well, Elbert got bit. Up there, he stopped. Clifton had something. Now, I don't know. He didn't want to show him about the place and had the dog tied. Elmer got a little too close. He ran out and just nipped him up above the shoe top. Of course, it didn't bring the hide anything, but they'll bite you now. I'm afraid of dogs that'll bite.
Oh, I know it. I don't want to get around. No, not why anybody want to keep one like that.
Well, if someone that's afraid and keep them for protection, you see.
That's right. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, if they have a dog, you see, you know, let them know when anyone's coming up around the place. We had a beautiful dog. We named her Shep. I don't know. Someone got up one morning, and he was on the front porch. He was black and white, kind of a shepherd-like. And we kept him, and boy, I believe he never did bite no one, only except there's one man that come on top and fix a telephone line. And boy, that dog would just go from there back to this door and bark and just growl, and I'd have to keep a talking to him. I believe he would have bit him, but he never did bite nobody, because when anyone come up, I've had people come, they wouldn't get out of the car till I got out. They're afraid of him. And now that's what you'd call a friend, a dog, you know, that'll protect you.
Uh-huh.
That's why a lot of people keeps dogs.
Now, if we were talking about a cow that was about to give birth, you'd say it's going to...
Now, Lucy, what would you call that?
If the cow's about to give birth, you'd say the cow's going to... Like if it was a cow named Daisy, you'd say Daisy's going to...
Be fresh.
Oh.
You see, you're fresh. You see, she's going to come in and give milk, you see.
Uh-huh. And you'd say she's going to be fresh.
Yeah.
Now, I never have heard that before.
Well, yeah, I've heard her say that.